It is 7 minutes after 10 o'clock now at KDOM, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Joining us this morning, the new EDA director for the city of Mountain Lake, Rod Hamilton, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
We appreciate you taking time out, and you've been sitting at the desk now for about a month.
Well, that's correct. You know, when I decided not to run for re-election with the Minnesota House, I was contacted by the mayor and others asking me if I would be interested in being the EDA director. And as you know, and many of the people across the area know, I have multiple sclerosis. And I did tell them I'm not looking for a full-time job. I'm not looking for a full-time job. But if they're willing to work with me as it pertains on a part-time basis, I'd be more than happy to do it, and the board agreed to focus on about 20 hours. And however, I've been putting in over 30 right now, and I'm having a blast. So it's nice to be home every single night versus being up in St. Paul.
There you go. Well, I find it hard to believe that even if it's a part-time gig, you're only going to be working part-time hours. You kind of have a tendency to put in the extra time.
Well, you know what? I promised my family, a few close friends, more importantly myself, that I will focus on my health. And when I shared with my family that I was going to be working part-time in this role, my daughter snapped back right away, and she said, "Yeah, right, Dad. You'll be working full-time in no time." And I said, no. I'm promising myself that I'm going to focus on my health. And it's been a wonderful relationship. As you pointed out, I've been doing this for about a month now, and it's just been a wonderful relationship. Everybody around here is extremely accommodating, helping me out if I need assistance, you know, with my wheelchair through the snow or whatever the case may be. It's just a win-win-win all the way around. So I'm having fun, and I'm excited about being in this role.
Well, welcome aboard. It's nice to have you there.
All right. Thank you.
So, in the first month that you've been there, do you have some surprises that either are better than you expected or maybe need a little more work than you expected?
Well, you know, the mayor asked me something, a very similar question, and I told him, too. I said, it's so exciting that there is so much interest in our little tiny community. And one of the things that I shared with the board, I said, my focus is going to be, number one, to get out in contact with the existing businesses that we have and ask them, what do you need to promote your business, or are you looking to expand, or are there certain businesses that I should be focused on that would support yours as well, focused on bringing them to the community? You know, I read an article here a while back I'd love to read that said where EDA directors go wrong is that they all chase that new shiny object, all going after an Amazon or whatever. They said where you really should be focusing on is the existing businesses that you have. So that's where I'm going to start. Now, of course, if somebody else is interested, which we do have people that are interested in locating here, absolutely we'll work with them and welcome them to the community. So it's, you know, a dual-pronged approach, if you will, both new businesses outside of the community and also work very, very closely with the existing business.
Have you had much of an opportunity to get to the local businesses yet?
You know, the very first day that I started here officially in this position, I rolled out to one of the businesses, literally rolled, as you know, I'm in a wheelchair, rolled out to one of the existing businesses, and right away they said, you know what, Rod, we were thinking about expanding our business. And so we are not only in those talks, we're moving in that direction. They want to put up a new building, and it's going to be absolutely remarkable. And so we're working with them on all the details. And so, yes, there is an interest. I've been working with another individual that is going to be building there, or he actually has the shed or the facility built. He's going to be starting his own welding business there. I met with an individual that is going to be opening up a new taco shop, restaurant in the old Dairy Queen. We are scheduled to be opening that up here in January or February. He's working right now on building improvements and meeting with the Department of Health. The place is absolutely spotless. It's going to be interesting. Mr. Alam, the individual, I almost gave you his name. And you know what? I'm not going to give you the names because I know that my dear friend over in Wyndham, Steve Nasby, is probably listening. And I know as soon as he gets the names of these folks, he'll probably be calling them. So so I'm going to hold my cards pretty close to my chest. But this individual is, I met both he and his wife last Saturday. Went up there and met him in the old Dairy Queen, and it's going to be exciting. And so we're doing that, working with an individual that's expanding his heating and cooling operation here in town. In addition to that, we have a couple younger brothers who are going to be meeting with them on Friday. They're going to be investing in a very similar to, I don't know if any of the listeners have ever been to Schmidt's Meat Market over in Nicollet, where they have a retail store and a processing for pork and beef. I'm meeting with them on Friday this week. I had a group conference call with individuals who are very interested in building a 50,000 to 75,000 square foot dry storage facility. We just gave them the additional information that they requested here today, and so that's going out. We have individuals that are building mobility carts for people with disabilities all around the world. It's absolutely a fascinating story. They're looking for a building. They are just accredited with the organization that they're working with. And so I met with those individuals here last week, and we are looking for a building for them. I have two people that are interested in a coffee shop. I have two young people that are interested in building a car wash, a drive-through car wash, and a dog wash. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of excitement. When I'm sharing this with the board, they are absolutely thrilled that we have interest like this. I'm just swinging the bat or shaking the trees or doing whatever I need to do to get people interested in our community and move forward. But there's a lot of excitement. On the housing side, we do have, I've been talking to individuals, private investors, so we don't have to be using EDA funds or taxpayer funds, but private investors that are looking at potentially whether they're building apartment buildings or a new housing development. So I met with them last week, and they were going to try to make it down yesterday, but the weather didn't permit, so we pushed that off. But again, there's a lot of things that are going on in just a few short weeks that we're going to work extremely hard to bring these to fruition. And I work very closely with Tabitha, and she's an absolute rock star. She's worked with both the EDA and also with the chamber over here. And we are just very, very excited about all the excitement that we're seeing that's out there for a little tiny town of Mountain Lake.
It is very encouraging. And when you start rattling through that list of potential and definitely coming businesses, in a world and an economy that seems to not favor small towns anymore, boy, Mountain Lake's got a lot going on.
Well, you know what? I'm fired up about this. And like I was sharing with Tabitha, I said, you know, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to aggressively seek support and help for the existing businesses that we have and promotion of that. We're also going to be very, very aggressive to try to attract new businesses. And if you look at Mountain Lake, the board that we have on the EDA board and also city council, They made the decision here a while back to invest in the community and put in our commercial park. There are 8 total lots out there. 2 are filled. You probably know that we got a new Casey's, and we have an A&W restaurant, which is fantastic. Please, everybody, get over and go through our A&W and visit our Casey's. And in addition, we have some other wonderful things right here, the existing businesses, whether it's the Den, the Botanist Bar. I mean, we've got a number of things over here. So it's exciting. It's exciting what this little town has to offer.
So have you had an opportunity to kind of make a long-term vision that you see as far as growth and what you would like to see happen?
You know, as far as the long-term vision, you know, like I said, I want to visit with the community members. I want to visit with the existing businesses, and that we collectively start to construct that long-term vision, because you know, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take everybody within the community to be supporting things like this. You know, it's been absolutely wonderful as far as people bringing forth their ideas and everything as well. And that's the biggest difference about being in this role versus the legislative role, is every single person that I talk to, they all have that common goal, and that is the betterment of our community. And so it's going to be fun. Of course, everybody has their opinions, and everybody will have their ideas on how we move this forward. But again, everything will be above board. Of course, we're going to have public hearings, which we will, so that everybody will be able to weigh in on it in the event we're looking at, you know, TIF financing or tax abatement projects or anything like that. Everything will be above board. And so, again, when it comes back to what is the vision, number one is supporting the businesses that we have, and number two is taking a look at where we may have a deficiency or what the community wants, and be focusing on those businesses to bring them to town.
All right. Rod, is there anything else we need to, any other secrets you want to pass along today?
Any other secrets? No, because like I said, I know Steve Nasby is listening. However, please come on over, everybody. Come on over and see what we're all about. You know, the other thing, too, is I have about 3 weeks left on my term as the Minnesota House of Representatives. I just, to all the listeners and everybody, the support that you've given me over the last 18 years, I tell you what, it has been very humbling and a wonderful, wonderful experience. I love this area. I love southwestern Minnesota. And if there's anything that, you know, I can do for them moving forward, please let me know. Our county commissioners are fantastic. Everybody that serves as city council and whatnot through all our communities are just wonderful, wonderful people. Let's continue working together for the betterment of our area.
Very good. Well, I would definitely, I think Southwest Minnesota is very lucky to have you here. So, and I look forward to watching what happens.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right. Well, I think
all right, my friend.
That will do it for today. Rod Hamilton, we really appreciate you talking with us, and we're going to talk to you once a month.
Excellent. Let's do it.
All right, sounds good. Right, that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM. It's 10:21.